Hey guys, it's Steve Springer. What's going on, man? Let's talk a little hitting. Let's get that mind right. All right, I'm going to warn you guys right now. I majored in baseball and pinball, not English. So get off me. First, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm the performance coach for the Toronto Blue Jays / Major League Scout. I played 14 years of professional baseball. I spent 11 years in AAA. Had about 1,600 minor league hits. Had 4 big league hits, baby. 2 in each league. 2 with the Cleveland Indians in 1990 and 2 with the New York Mets in 1992. Sort of like to say I spent parts of 2 seasons in the big leagues, man. It sounds a little bit better than 36 days. But it's probably not the career path you guys are looking for. But for what I was when I started, I'll take it. Because when I was a freshman in high school, I was 4'11", 90 pounds. It was like, really? What's that little kid doing over there? By the time I was a senior in high school, I was 5'8", 140 pounds. I grew 9 inches in high school and went from tiny to small. I didn't even start my senior year in high school. What are there, about 1,000 JCs in California, and I don't get recruited by one. I ended up going to Golden West Junior College because my brother was a star there. That didn't work out very well. I got cut. But fortunately, a couple guys quit. My brother comes home with a uniform for me. I'm 19 years old. I'm a freshman in college, and I got 3 at-bats, guys, and I played in the big leagues. Man, don't let anybody tell you you're too small to play this game because nobody knows when you're going to grow except for God, and that's it. What about Dustin Pedroia? What's he, 6'5"? Come on. This guy's one of the smallest guys in the game. All right? This guy could shrink 2 inches and be a big leaguer. Not only a big leaguer, but an all-star. Okay? He's a stud. You don't have to be big. This is about being strong. This is about being good. It's about being a baseball player. All right? Fortunately, I grew 4 inches when I was 20 years old. Went from a second-string second baseman to an all-conference shortstop in 1 year. All of a sudden, I'm getting recruited by major colleges. I got a full ride to UCLA. Coach looks at my transcripts, and he's like, really? Badminton? Golf? Guys, I couldn't spell cat, man. And I know a lot of you guys in high school, you know, that little punk age you're at right now, your parents know nothing. Trust me, listen to them, right? Get good grades, man. Let your ability dictate where you're going to go to school, not your grades. I had a full ride to UCLA, and I couldn't get in. Think my dad was pissed? So I ended up going to that big baseball powerhouse up north, University of Utah. Froze my butt off, hurt my arm, ended up DHing the whole year. All whack DH. But I'm telling you right now, that's the best thing about baseball. Because whether you play college baseball, pro baseball, high school, you're going to be evaluated every day you play by somebody. And I'm saying one day got me drafted. We were playing Brigham Young one day, and everybody was there to see Rick Aguilera, Wally Joyner, Corey Snyder, all 10-year big leaguers. And I go 5 for 5 with 2 doubles, a home run, and 5 RBIs. And I'm saying that's the day they got me drafted. And I know that's the day they got me drafted because it was the very first time I played the outfield in my life. And I was brutal out there, man. My head would be bouncing, the ball would be bouncing. But that 5 for 5 got me drafted. So I get drafted by the New York Mets in 1982, 20th round, sort of a filler player. About 500 picks behind Dwight Gooden, who probably could have pitched in the big leagues as an 18-year-old, man. This guy was a stud. And we were shagging in the outfield, and I look at him. I go, man, you ain't 500 picks better than me. He looks at me, sort of pauses, and he goes, trust me, Spring, I am. You know what? He probably was, man. About 10 years later, I get to the big leagues, and he's up there, and he's like, Spring, what took so long? And I'm like, man, they didn't want to rush me like they rushed you. Anyways, my first year in Little Falls, I hit about 246, 11 home runs, just did okay. Next year, I go to Columbia, South Carolina. I'm in the Sally League. I go there as a 5th outfielder, and I get about 30 at-bats in the first 3 weeks. Still playing the outfield. Our second baseman gets traded. I tell our coach, I said, Coach, I'm an infielder, man. I played the infield my whole life. He's like, no, you're an outfielder. I go, dude, I played the infield my whole life. So he gives me an opportunity to play second base. Right, everything's going great. 8th inning, ground ball, double play, right between my legs. So that sort of sucked. So I didn't play there for about a week. And a week later, he puts me back in there. 8th inning, ground ball, double play, right between my legs again. But I got 4 hits that day. And we all know if you hit, you play, right? I ended up playing every single day the rest of the year. I ended up leading the league in hits with 165. I had about 50 hits in August. I ended up second in the league in hitting, hit .338 behind Mince Coleman, who was one of the fastest guys who ever played the game. So pretty good year. Right, for not starting the first 3 weeks. So any of you guys that aren't playing right now, trust me, your opportunity is going to come. All right? Next year I go to Double A. I'm playing with guys like Lenny Dykstra, big-time gamer. Billy Beane, the president of the Oakland A's. I mean, you talk about a guy that had all the tools in the world, football mentality, all right? This is baseball. We got to slow the game down. Beane was a great athlete. We need to slow the game down, all right? We had about 20 guys playing the big leagues off that team. Next year, I go to AAA. Things are going pretty good. 2.5 years, AAA. Guys, I spent 11 years in AAA. And the reason I spent that long in AAA, guys, because I figured it out when it's too late, man. I was 28 years old, and I finally got it. And it is about the mind, man. Too many players let their mind get in the way of their ability. And this is about how do we get out of our own way? How do we become a great competitor in a game of failure? All right? No more superstitions either, guys. All right? I remember when I was playing pro baseball. Pro baseball, you wake up when you want to wake up. I used to have a digital alarm clock, and I'd try and wake up at like 10:15, thinking I was going to go 10 for 15. And all of a sudden, I'd look up, and the clock would be like 10:45, and I'm like, no, I don't want that. I want a 10 for 15. Come on, man, no more superstitions. This is about being a great competitor every single day. This is about having good 5 good at-bats every single day.